amazing Cultures to Parents support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
This episode is all about the Reach Out Speak Out programme that our two brilliant ambassadors, Mason and Charlie, are going to be running from February. And in this episode, you hear from both of them about the difference it will make to children's confidence. So Mason, I know we're going to be talking to Charlie later as well, but tell us all about the Reach Out Speak Out programme right back when you had the idea. Where did the idea come from, Mason?
I think it first came from Kieran. I think it was a meeting. It was kind of a meeting. I think it was a little at, like, meeting with like my school council. A few ambassadors were there. It kind of just came up in like yourself, and it kind of brought on, and like the idea came in the head, like thinking about people's confidence and thinking that like myself, like when I was younger, I didn't have much confidence myself, and just helping, like now knowing that my confidence is quite good now, knowing that like just helping other people boost their confidence, they're a bit, maybe be a little bit more confident than I were when I was their age.
Yeah, and that's, I've certainly seen how you've done that in the course. You ran it last year and now you're going to be taking it online. But before we come to that, why is confidence important for young people, Mason?
I think confidence is really important because you can get really shy at first about like trying new things. Even people who I could tell, people who did come to when we did it at Markfield School, well, Kieran, when we first did it, I could see lots of people were shy on the first day, but like week after week, after session, I could see that everyone was speaking to each other, and it was just boosting their confidence just a little bit each time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think since then, one of them has become one of our ambassadors as well. Rosie's now an ambassador. Yeah. So her confidence we've seen grow as well. So no, that's really important, Mason. We've obviously got COVID that's happening right now. And you and Charlie have wanted to do this course for a little while again. And you've changed it slightly. So it's going to be running online. Just tell us a little bit about, I know we've just been planning it again.
Yeah.
Tell us, what are you going to include this time online? Why should young people want to join this course?
I think what's good about the online session is because I know with when it was at the Markfield School to start with, with telling people about it, it was just people in our area, wasn't it, Kieran? But now it's online. I think you said that it's going much wider, so more people can join. It's more suitable to join as well on a Zoom call as well. So I think it's going to be really cool, and it's going to be really fun as well, because there's going to be new things added that we didn't do first time around. So I think it's going to be really cool, and it'd be fun for all the children.
Okay, so you just said some new things there. Mason, tell us a bit about some of the new things you're going to be doing, maybe some of the activities you've got planned. What can you remember?
Like we've got a couple games. Like it's not going to be just like listen to me and Charlie. We've got Kahoot, where we're going to create it based on like friendships, confidence, and different games like that. And then we've got it's just little things. And although the sessions won't be as long, I think it's still be enjoyable, and it'll go quite quickly too.
Yeah, and one of the credits to both you and Charlie was that there were some young people that when they gave feedback after the sessions we did in person, one of their comments was that they wanted more sessions. There wasn't enough. So now you've got 5 sessions. So just tell us, what difference do you think it will make having more sessions, Mason?
I think, like, because it went so well the first time around, the amount of people that said they really loved it, and like I could just, like, on the last session, I remember a couple of people come up to me saying, "Oh, I don't want this to be the last one. I want to come back next week." So I think although it's shorter, there's more things to do in the sessions, that little things online.
Once they've done these 5 sessions and they've completed it, what do you think they'll gain from those sessions, Mason? What do you think they'll learn?
I think they'll learn like especially with the confidence, because that's their main aim of the course, and like people learn off different people's experiences, And like it's something to take away as well, because like at the end, everyone will be awarded like last time. I think we gave everyone a prize, didn't we? But yes. Unfortunately, that we won't be able to do that in person this time. So it will have to be via online or email.
Yeah, and I've just made a note while you're saying that, Mason, yeah. to put down to organise certificates, and I can do that. So that's a good idea, Mason. So finally then, really, Mason, and I know we're gonna be speaking to Charlie as well, but there might be children listening to this who might think, oh, I'd really like to do it, but I'm not quite sure. What would be your advice to those children, Mason?
If you really want to do it and you're not sure how to do it, what I'll definitely do is, the people like Rosie here, she was one of herself. Maybe what we could do, Kieran, is get her, maybe Rosie, a few other people that who did the first time round, to say maybe do a little short video of themselves, what happened when they did it, and how much they liked it. Because I think telling people how it was for yourself can help other people.
So we might look into that, and we'll keep sharing all these things on Facebook and Instagram, and the things that we know young people use more. Young people who are much cooler than me and are involved with technology. So thank you, Mason. I know you've given some good views there on the Reach Out Speak Up programme. And Charlie's going to back that up as well. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Well, thank you, Kieran.
The Maze and Cultures to Parents support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maze website, themazegroup.co.uk.
Charlie, just start by telling us from your point of view a bit about the Reach Out Speak Out programme.
So the Reach Out Speak Out programme is a programme that was designed by myself and Mason, who have had developed a lot in confidence over the last few years, just to pass on what we've learned to other people.
Yeah, definitely. And so obviously the focus is on confidence. What type of things are you hoping to do to help children build their confidence?
We're hoping to giving them the confidence within themselves to be to not question what they think because other people think differently, and just to really have some sense of self and just run with it.
Also, I know that you've put a piece in there about COVID-19. Why do you think it's important at the moment to talk about that with young people?
I think it's because it's such a time of uncertainty. And I feel a lot of people, maybe older children, where they haven't been in school for as long, and maybe where some colleges or schools and stuff haven't really put out a lot of work, a lot of children's self-confidence has gone down once they've reached going back to school, because they haven't had 6 months of teaching, and therefore they're 6 months behind already what they might have been, because obviously how everyone coped with lockdown was very different.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point, because that's exactly a really good thing to think about, is that everyone has dealt with lockdown differently and it will affect each individual very differently. Would you say, because you're at college, aren't you, Charlie, would you say that even at that age group as well, it has the same effect as it does to people in school?
Oh, absolutely. I know people who have worked all the way through lockdown and have are getting the best grades that they want to and stuff. And they have maintained their confidence the entire way through it. And I know people who really struggled through lockdown and still struggling now to get, because we're doing a blended learning approach. So they're really struggling, and it's really affecting their confidence because they're not thinking where they wanted to be. Because obviously in the education system, there's quite a lot of equation to academic success and being a good person, especially I think once you get older. So a lot of your self-worth, I found from my classmates and myself, are based on our grades. So it's not based on I'll be good at dancing, or it's based on our A-level grades.
Yeah, so are you hoping then that the Reach Out Speak Out programme will also help children, give them the confidence to be able to reach the grades and stuff they want for the future?
I mean, yes and no. I feel what I was saying about the grades is just more how it's so intertwined. I feel it's good to have some kind of self-separation. These are my grades, and that's cool, but also I'm really good at dancing, or I'm really good at stuff, and I have the confidence within myself instead of being so reliant on a letter or a number to define your self-worth.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, Charlie. I'm glad you've made that, and that's, I think, will be a big part of the course. So there could be young people listening to this right now if you're selling it to them, Charlie, why should they come on the course?
I mean, they should come on the course because, like, I can see the way, like, it's definitely changed people. Like, and some people, it's changed, like, drastically, like Rosie. I don't know if we're allowed to mention children, but yeah, obviously cool. She's an ambassador.
Yeah.
So, like, Rosie, like, before, she was, like, really quiet, quite insecure. Like, she often would speak quite negatively about herself. And now, like, she, like, all through lockdown with the multiple schools and stuff, like, she's been, like, participating. She's been speaking out. She's been doing things, like, I think, like, she probably wouldn't have done without program, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, I don't think she'd have had the confidence to put herself online, essentially.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Sorry, go on, Charlie.
And then, like, or even, like, some of the smaller steps, like, some of the kids who are just talking kindly about themselves or, like, or just getting more confident and maybe, like, learning some of the skills and, like, just implementing them more in their life.
Yeah, and that's what you say. It could just be little steps. It's obviously a five-week programme, so it's not, like, a massive amount of time, but it's enough time to be able to get some of those skills in place, would you say?
Yeah, and I think, like, hopefully, especially with this online one, is a lot of it I think you could come back to, because obviously, like, with the sessions before, they were very physical and very, like, interactive. So I think it went into the kids' heads. I think this time the challenge is going to be, like, getting that same level of interaction. So, like, I feel like some of the things you could easily, like, put out on the internet and then literally just come back to when you need it.
Yeah, so it's a course for a longer period that they can keep going back to. That sounds brilliant, Charlie. I mean, you've given lots of good stuff there, and separate to what Mason has said as well from the earlier chat. So we'll put your two pieces together and we'll make sure that people know about the course. So if you're listening to this, you can find the information on our Facebook page, the Multi Schools Council, or you can go to our website, which is www.multischoolscouncil.org.uk. And Charlie, just say, will it be on the Instagram page as well?
It's the _multischools_council on Instagram.
Brilliant. So that's the Instagram. Great. And so you can check it out on either of those and find out all the information and then hopefully book a space. So thank you very much, Charlie.
Thank you.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone. So let's start today.